Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spin the Rallypot. As you can hear, different voices and for sure different accents than usual. Finnish accent, to be exact. For Women in Motorsport Month at Dirtfish, they've asked us to take over the podcast this week. Well, see how fast they're gonna regret this. But anyway, greetings from Finland, exactly Helsinki. Here at studio with me, we have a wonderful Reeta Hämäläinen, which is co-driver for Emil Lindholm.
Hello, everyone.
And lovely Enni Mälkönen, co-driver for Sami Pajari.
Hello.
And I choose not to use any adjective introducing myself, but my name is Janni Hussi and I'm co-driver for Lauri Joona. So, ladies, how are we doing today?
All good. I have had nice weekend with my horses and everything, so everything is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I have had also nice weekend co-driving Jari-Matti Latvala. Maybe some small role, but everything okay?
Yeah, and you look good. You look good today. And about the horses, you both have, and I know you have, Reeta, two horses, right?
Yeah.
And Enni, you have one or two?
One.
One. What's the case with horses? I feel like so many girls that are in motorsports also do horse things. What's the case?
To be honest, I have no idea because I think almost everyone, every woman in Finland that I know are doing some kind of motorsports, like their road bikes or drifting or something like this, or being co-drivers as us. Almost everyone has some kind of history with horses.
I know, is it just the horse powers?
Yeah, might be. Horses are pretty powerful. But anyways, I think it's pretty good to have this horse background because horses teaches a lot. And actually, I think Enni, you are pretty good at explaining what they are giving to us.
I don't know. Horses are so big, so we need to be quite
in the moment to control them.
Yes.
And then also, I remember once you said quite good that because as co-drivers, we need to be responsible for, you know, everything that happens and we need to control the drivers sometimes. So also we learn these skills from horses and also to be present at the moment.
Yeah, and I remember one girl I was talking to, she was doing only horse riding. And she was like, yeah, well, you girls are doing just like so extreme sports. I'm like, horse riding is extremely extreme sport to me. Like, it's so high, you go so fast, and it's animal. It can, like, if the horse scares something, it's like 1 second and you are off the hook, yeah. Right?
Yeah, but I think Enni knows best because she is more show jumper than I am because I'm dressage. I'm doing dressage with my horses. Usually, of course, I do everything else and I have pretty reactive horses, but they spook a lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's enough for the horses. We can continue later, but let's go to the motorsports. The three most prominent female co-drivers regularly competing in WRC are all Finns. What do you think? Is there something in the structure or of either Finnish society or motorsport specifically that makes this possible?
Enni, you want to start? Or Janni? You?
Well, about the society, I think Finns are very much rally people. Like, it's somewhere very deep in our blood. It's kind of like our identity,
I feel like there is ice hockey and rally.
Yeah.
If you have to name, and pesapallo, it's Finnish national sport. It's like a kind of like baseball, but not even close.
Yeah, good explanation.
Yeah. But what do you think otherwise? Is there something else?
Maybe for me, it's because normally Finnish people are quite silent, yeah, but still we are quite powerful. I mean, we do a lot and we are quite determined to do. If we decide to do something, then we will do it. And I think in Finland we have quite good equality amongst, you know, men and women. Of course, there is always something to do, but, you know, anyways, we are pretty in the same line. So in Finland, I think it's not easy to be a rally car driver or anything, but still, for a woman, it's easy as for boys. I mean, you know, we are on the same line mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, even though us three are doing it now in pretty high level, I feel like in Finland we don't have that many female co-drivers. If I compare what I saw in Italy, for example, or when I drove with Heikki Kovalainen, and he also drives at Japan, he said that there is like over 50% co-drivers females.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, because yeah, in Finland there are more co-drivers female co-drivers than us. But still, the amount is small compared to Europe, for example, because in there, almost in every national rally and also in ERC, there are many, many female co-drivers. But in the WRC, I think we three and Ilkka Minori, we are the only ones doing it nowadays. But yeah. Okay, in the juniors, there are also usually some women or girl co-drivers.
Yeah, that's right. Well, how did you each get started in co-driving? Like, I know you both have done it over 10 years, right?
Yes. Yep.
So, Enni, how did you start?
My dad was driving some small rallies when I was a little child. So I have been more or less somehow with rally,
mm-hmm.
and okay, that's how it start. But first rally as a co-driver I did in 2012.
Okay, where was it?
I don't remember.
So it was memorable.
I can't blame on you. Like, my first time was pretty recent, and I can't remember pretty much anything about that rally.
But you still remember where you were.
But that's right, because there was Instagram and I have pictures, so I have proof where I was. But otherwise, no memories. It was so exciting.
Yeah.
And that's the start of the story. Did you already, like, when you started and did your first competition, did you already know that this is something you really want to pursue?
Yes.
Did you make any plan? Like, okay, in 5 years I need to be doing it at this level, and in 10 years I want to do it at WRC.
Actually, no, because at that time there was not, at least I don't remember, that there was any female go drivers. Or Reta, do you remember? Because we were starting at same time.
Actually, I started. I'm older than you. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, too old already. I started a few years earlier than you. But anyways, at that time, there was Ilkka Minor still doing the rallies. But I have to also, I started in 2009. And pretty much the same history as Enni, that my dad was driving rally. So it was nothing new to me. But 2009, I lost the competition horse. And I wanted to do something else. So we started to do rally with my dad.
Actually, for me, it was the same.
Yeah.
What? Yes. My
Soul
horse
sisters.
Broke his leg, so
Yeah.
Yes.
Mine broke the neck.
Oh, no. But, Poor things.
Yeah. But anyways, but to be honest, I didn't follow too much, you know, the WSC or anything like that, what the big stars were doing, to be honest, because for sure, for the beginning, it was just thing that we did as a family. But then I actually enjoyed it that so much that I wanted more. And I wanted to be better and better and better. So I started to find out ways how to get better and how to train more and how to get more rides in the rally course.
Yeah, yeah. So my backstory is a bit different. I didn't have no one in my family doing motorsports. Actually, my dad used to play as a professional pesäpallo, which was the sport I told you already, the Finnish national sport. So I was always doing different kind of sports. Soccer was my main sport I was doing. But I used to do a lot of media stuff, and I was working at the radio morning show. And actually somebody very close to you, Enni, Sami Pajari, was listening our show one morning when we were talking about rally. And the show, its nature, it's like we joke a lot and we kind of tell fish stories. And we were talking about rally, and I think I said something like, it can't be that hard. Well, Sami heard it, called to live radio show and asked me, well, Janni, if it's not that hard, do you want to come and try? And of course, when there was like hundreds and thousands of people who were listening to it, I couldn't say no, because I was just saying that it can't be so hard. So I had to go and give it a try. And I think you guys should have a warning text in rallying. Like you try one time and you can become an addict. And yeah, that's my story, pretty much. I tried once and the rest is history. So you both said that it came from your family mostly. But did you have anyone that you looked up to, like that was inspiring you to do the rally?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know. Anyways, I had, you know, I had been around rally for many years, but still I didn't follow the rally. I mean, I didn't follow the races and I didn't know who was rallying. So at that moment, I didn't have anyone to look up. Of course, then later on when I, you know, started to follow more rally and get more involved in it, then for sure there are Michel Mouton and Fabrice Diabons and Ilkka Minor. And for sure there was also, I mean, male drivers and co-drivers too, but yeah. Hmm.
How about you, Annie? Did you have any idols?
Actually, no. For me, it was quite same with Reta, that I didn't know that much, yes.
Yeah. But I don't know if you girls do understand how big impact you actually make to community. Because I feel like you were doing the rally before I did. So I kind of had something to look up to. Like, you are easy, because I don't want to make it like about the gender. But still, for me, it's easier to look up some girls doing it than, for example, Janne Ferm or Jonne Halttunen. Of course, I appreciate them a lot. They're doing an amazing job. But still, for me, it's easier to compare myself kind of to you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's, I think, and you said once, this was an important thing, that you have somebody to look up to. You know, for sure, it's easier to realize how to do the thing if you have already seen somebody doing it. And for sure, because rally is not just for men, it's for both genders, and it doesn't matter if you are a girl or boy. Anyone can do this sport. But for sure, it's easier for girls and boys also to look up to their own gender.
Yeah.
For sure, because it's easier to, you know, somehow just, you know.
Yeah, you feel similarities with the same gender. Yeah. So, how about this? What's the coolest thing about your job?
Yeah. I'm always talking, I think.
And
you need to talk more.
I'm trying to look Annie. Yeah. But you're hiding.
Yes. I'm not here.
So, Annie, what's the coolest thing about your job?
Winning.
So modest. Yeah.
But also when I see some girl to look me up and I don't know, maybe Reta, you said it at some point that it's
a really big thing if somebody if even one girl looks at up to us, yes, and think, hey, they can do it, then I can also do it.
Mm.
So that's the thing that I think matters the most to us.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. How about, is this same answer for you?
To be honest, maybe for me, okay, this is an important thing. But the coolest thing for me in the rallying, for sure, it's the stages. You know, it's the adrenaline and just the flow feeling that you have in there if everything is going like your way.
If.
Big if. Because rally is not usually something that everything goes just smooth and nice.
Never.
Never, yeah. Always something happening. But I mean, yeah, it's the adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure.
Yeah. I have to answer, the important thing for me is the same that you said. I feel like I want to break the, I don't know if the saying is same in English, but you know, the glass.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
How you say it in English? Like, this is so hard. I'm way more creative in Finnish.
Just wait a second. I will Google it.
Yes. So we are like glass roofs, we would say in Finnish. What I mean is that I want to break the stereotypes or like the way that we think that there are some boxes you have to fit in. That if you are doing this, you can't do that. So that's something I personally want to achieve. That you can be so many things. You don't have to choose that if you want to be a Miss Finland, but you can still do the motorsports at the same time, if you know what I mean. Like, you can be so many things. That's something I personally want to achieve, the message for young girls. But also, I have to answer, the start is so cool. When you're waiting the start at the special stage, like when you hear the engine, it's so quiet in your head. You can almost feel your heartbeat. And you're just concentrating the one thing that soon we go. And there's no email, there's no WhatsApp, there's no direct messages. You don't have to be anywhere else. It's just the moment you're in.
Yeah, it's the present.
And it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. If there is like somebody's born or dying or whatever, you only have the one moment. And it's so cool.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the best things.
But also I have to say that I have got like lifetime friends from this sport. And that's the people are, they are so important.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we're all nodding here.
Yeah. Fins.
Yeah.
Not
and
so many words.
Shattering the glass ceiling.
Glass ceiling.
Yeah.
That's the word we were trying to find.
Fine, yeah. But well, anyway, you understood already from Janni's explanation.
Maybe. Maybe.
For sure.
So, we're all doing the co-driving, but have you ever aspired to be in the driver's seat? I know, Annie, you have done some driving at least. Am I right?
Yes. Actually, Reta also.
Yep.
I did 5 rallies, but it was fun until the moment I saw the results.
Oh, no!
Okay, I was not that bad. I was not the last, but still, I wasn't the first. So after five rallies, I decided to stop before I crash.
Yeah, well, for me, I crashed in the, I guess, in every rally I did. Oh, no. One rally I did with my dad's old history car, I didn't crash. But I was actually competing against the sweeper car, so I wasn't too fast.
Oh, yeah, I totally get you, because I think we all have the competitive side in us.
Yes.
So it's not fun to be last or second last.
Or not even second.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, yeah. But anyways, I think for sure I love driving and I drive a lot and I love to drift and everything. But still, for me, the co-driving thing is the passion. Yeah. Because with, for example, with Emil, I couldn't achieve that by driving myself. Because I don't mean that girls cannot achieve it. But for me, it was impossible because I don't love the driving that much.
Mm.
But I love the co-driving that much.
Yeah. I also tried once driving myself during the test. And it was pretty much the same thing. Like you need a calendar to measure how fast I was. It's not about the minutes or hours. It was the calendar. So it was one time. It was fun for sure.
Yeah.
But as a competitive, no competition when I'm driving. But if you do want to get behind the wheel of a rally car, or you can dive into Dirtfish Rally School exclusive all-women classes. Gear up for the Dirtfish one-day course in an all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza on March 24th, 2024 to master control and power. Or you can fine-tune your finesse with rear-wheel drive cars in our half-day session on March 30th with the school Subaru BRZ fleet. These classes, crafted by women for women, are your ticket into a community bursting with passion and style. Led by expert instructors, you'll elevate your driving, connect with fellow enthusiasts, and slide sideways into a rally dreams. Space is limited. Join us and let's make tracks together. So, ultimately, what's the goal for you, girls?
Yeah, for sure the goal, the ultimate goal that nobody says out loud is for sure to be the world champion in the Rally One cars. I guess it's the same for everyone of us. I don't want to, you know, put words into your mouth, but for sure. But it's normally that you cannot say this kind of stuff out loud. But still, for sure, it's the ultimate goal.
Mm. You girls, you both have like a championship already.
Yeah.
You, Reeta, you have a WRC2 and then you have WRC3.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm here in pretty nice company, enjoying myself. But the WRC1 would be your both goal, right?
For sure, yes.
Yes, and also I think my goal is also something bigger than winning the championship only for myself. Like you said, Jani, what was the word?
Glass ceiling,
okay. I hope that I can, or we all could break this glass ceiling and show all those little girls around the world that they can be whatever they want. And there's no one who can say what they could be or what they could not.
Mm. Exactly. I love that idea.
Yes. And that's a great thing. I mean, because even though that we have pretty good equality in Finland, but around the world it's not the same. So this is really important thing.
Mm. How do you think we can achieve this goal?
for sure we need some luck, but for sure the most that we need is the hard work.
Mm.
And I think we all three, we are capable of doing that.
Yeah. And I mean, I also feel what we need is some sort of courage. Because
yes.
At least what I found out, of course, I come from different, like I did so different things before motorsports. I did like riding dirt bikes and motorbikes, but before rallying. I feel like people don't think me so much as a motorsport person. So I still get a lot of like, you can't do that. Like, you will fail. Like, there's no way she can do that. Or they will fail together with Lauri. Like, they even start to say that they want bad things for Lauri because he chose to take me as his co-driver.
That's just, you know, I
But actually, I remember I heard the same when I started.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and for sure I do get that also. Yeah. But for
really,
me, it's the yes. That's why I stopped reading everything regarding to me in the social media and in the media. Yes, I do get a lot of.
Oh no!
Shit. Everybody
That's horrible.
Gets it. Yeah. But everybody gets it. But it's somehow for me, it's like I don't understand the people that are doing it, because for me, it wouldn't be a thing that I would say to somebody, hey, I hope that you don't succeed.
Yeah.
Like, what? What does that take away from me if you succeed?
Yeah.
I mean, or you.
Exactly. What do you think? Is that because you are women in motorsport, or is it just like something that happens to everybody, no matter if you're a boy or girl?
I think at the one thing... For sure, for you, for example, is that because you are a media person, you have some like publicity and you are somehow out of the box. I mean, you are not the normal stereotype in co-driving. So for sure, because you are different, you will get the shit. Sorry to be honest. But also for me, it's the same, you know, because I got a lot of publicity because of my base note reading.
Which I love.
Yeah, but anyways, it's different. So for sure, because it's different. No, but I mean, some guys and some people, they love it and some don't, you know, for sure. And there's nothing wrong about it. Any, you know, only Emil needs to like my page note reading, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
And for sure, for Annie, it's also that she's a girl. And when she started, I was pretty much the only one in Finland at that time. So for sure you step out also out of the box. We were different.
Yeah.
A normal. Well, usually if you are different, then it gets attention, and not all attention is good.
Yeah. How you manage all the shit you get? Does it affect you in any way?
I don't know. Maybe first, like 10 years ago, it was not so easy because everything was new for me. I was not so good and I didn't know how to make it happen. So, I don't know. It was not so easy.
Yeah. And it's, of course, it's not easy to get or get like not good feedback. And I mean good feedback if you get some shit that doesn't really be, that doesn't is, are like anything that you could take on, like from what you could learn anything. Because if somebody is just saying your voice is shit.
Yeah.
There's not too much to, you know, because you cannot change your voice.
Yeah, exactly.
And... But to be honest, for me, it's the, I guess nowadays I'm so strong that I don't need to listen it.
Yeah.
I don't need to take that kind of shit. I realize, I kind of make difference with that feedback that is something I can hold on to and something that I cannot. because if it's something I cannot affect, then
why worry?
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think you, Enni, said it very well. Actually, that could be exactly what I think, because I'm still so new in this sport. So I'm not that confident about my work yet. I remember the same stuff when I started doing radio. My first show, I was like shitting on myself because I was so nervous. And when I got feedback when I started, like I took it way more harder than later when I got the confidence, like I got this, I know what I'm doing, I know I'm good what I'm doing. So it doesn't matter what people say, because of course, if you get like good critic,
That
you can
different,
learn.
Then, yeah, then you can different. Learn and take something from it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. But that's the thing. If there is somebody listening that would love to start co-driving or whatever new thing in life, I feel there will always be like kind of like nervous feelings and not so confident feelings in the beginning. But if you can go through the start and you just take it like this doesn't feel not so well at the start, but if you go through it, there will be a better time, I can guarantee. When you get the confidence, what you are doing, you get more, like you just do it and do it and do it and you learn, then it doesn't hurt that much anymore when people come to say to you that, nah, you can't do it. Because you know you can.
Yes.
But it's just the first, the start, it's always tough.
Yes. But even in the start, then remember if somebody says to you that you cannot do this, that's never true. Only you can decide if it's possible for you or not.
Yeah.
That's true.
So remember that.
Yeah.
Don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Amen. So, about the co-driving, if there is now somebody listening that would love to go and give it a try, what do you think it takes to be a co-driver? What are the most important features for co-driver?
Oh. Enni, do you want to start? Or Janni? Because now you have started quite late now. So recently, I don't mean late. I mean recently.
It was late. I was over 30.
Yeah. But anyways, because there is no age limit for co-drivers.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter. But anyways, did you find out any these kind of features that you would need as to be a co-driver?
Well, I think my personal like good feature for it is that I'm very strict when I work. It doesn't matter what the work is. I want to do my job as good as I possibly can. And sometimes I'm like perfectionist. So sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But I think in co-driving, it's a good thing that you go through your pace notes again and again and again. And if there is mistake, you can spot it. Or you're on time, on right time, on the right place. So I think the strictness is one of the most important feature for co-driver. Because sometimes I feel like the drivers are more like...
They are free spirits.
Free spirits, like artists. And they just go and do their stuff. And we are the persons that take care of them.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Usually, yes.
Anything else you think would be good than to be a strict?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things, to be accurate and be precise. Yeah. Any? I'm looking at Any like, help me.
And also, I think we need to be somehow good with people.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes driver needs some kick on the ass or...
Just calming down.
Yes.
And sometimes they need just support.
Yes.
But of course, this is not the only case. I mean, we are also, co-drivers are also human.
Yes.
So I think the most important thing in good relationship between the driver and co-driver is that they can both support each other. that the feedback goes both ways. And because for sure, the main thing is the driver. As the co-drivers, we are there to help them to perform as good as they possibly ever can. But for sure, we are also people and human. So for sure, we also need at some point and at some time some support from the drivers. But anyways, mostly we are there for the drivers. So sometimes they need kick in the ass and sometimes they need just shoulder to cry on. Well, anything.
Yeah.
And we just need to be there for them.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing I have to say that if we are there for the drivers, I have a good memory in Rally Sweden, which was actually my first time co-driving in the WRC. Before Shakedown, like any you and Sami, you already went, but we were like in a row with Emil and Reeta. And I remember the Shakedown, I was so nervous, like no matter if I done like live on TV, no matter live on radio, anything never has like got me in that much nervous. And I remember I couldn't breathe. I felt like my stomach is like a storm in the ocean. Oh, no. And there was Reeta, and you came to me and hugged me and said, it's gonna be okay. And that was some kind of support. Like, it was a very, very small moment, but for me it was actually a very big moment, because somebody I can look up to came to me, give me a hug and said like, hey, you got this. Like, breathe, calm down, you got this. Everything will be okay. So I feel like we as a co-driver also are supporting each other. We are kind of like, we are competing, of course, towards each other, yeah. But still we are supporting each other.
Yeah, because I think the competition happens in the stages. That's the competition.
Yes.
And between the stages, we are friends and we will help each other. I don't want to compete in the co-driver stuff. I mean, if I have some information, for sure I will give it to you also, because I think it's stupid if we compete on that, if somebody gets time penalty or not.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's stupid. But in the stages, we are for sure competing, but that's a different thing. And I just noticed you there before Rally Sweden, and I hope that somebody would have done that to me, because I noticed the feeling and I remembered how it feels.
Yeah.
So for me, I think for me, that would have worked the best. So I wanted to, you know, say to you, because you will got this. Mm. You are good. You will do this. No worries. But it's the moment that you are like shaking.
Yeah, now I know what the Shakedown means.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more question I want to, or actually maybe two more questions I want to go through with you, because personally I'm interested in, how do you prepare before a competition week? Like, what do you do before a competition?
Well, yeah. First of all, there is all the map drawing things, and for sure going through if there is some old pace notes for the rally. Then there's the time schedules, you know, and you will need to check everything and all the bulletins that are coming. And drawing the road books, but normally you only get them in the rally, so you will have pretty tight nights. And then also, for sure, if I have the possibility to go to the competition place earlier, I will go there 1 or 2 days earlier and drive some of the
road sections.
Yes, that we have done with Enni.
Yes.
Quite many times. And yeah, those are, I mean, the basic stuff. But then there's also, of course, every time there is the packing and planning, what do I need for this rally? You know, getting the food, because in every country you cannot get like anything, I mean, everything you want to eat. So normally you will bring some of your own food to the rallies and, you know, prepare all this system. There's a lot of.
I'm interested, what kind of food do you take with you?
Porridge.
Oh, me too. Oatmeal is the best.
Yes. And then, what is hapankorppu in? I mean, in English, I have no idea.
It's kind of like very thin, dried rye bread.
Yeah.
It's a very Finnish thing.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain it.
No.
Otherwise, it's like a, it's very good. It's a crispy.
Yeah.
It's you only need a butter, yeah, on the top
and
of
even
it.
Sometimes you don't even need the butter.
Yeah,
and yeah, rye bread. Then I normally got these baby smoothies.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah, and protein drinks, and these kind of different sports drinks. What else? What else? Energy gels.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you basically peanuts. Have you have a little restaurant. You
yes.
have your
yes.
own luggage for only yeah. the food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah. I'm lucky because we are driving with Printsport, so I have
you have
a big
the Finnish
truck.
Food.
I have a big
oh,
truck
no.
to load with my food.
Yeah. Oh, nice one!
Yes,
nice one.
That is cool.
Yeah. So that was before the competition week. But do you have any rituals you do before a stage, before you go, before you start?
To be honest, I don't have, as because I think at some point the rituals could hurt me. I mean, because in a rally, sometimes you don't have the time to do stuff. And then if I would have like really strict routines, I could, you know, lose my confidence if I don't have the time to do them. But yeah, for sure I have like long list what I need to do for the car before we enter the TC and then what I have to do when we are on the TC. And I always go through it because I don't want to leave anything by chance.
Mm.
So I have to have the list and then I will just tick that, yeah, this is done, this is done, this is done. And yeah, I have different kind of rituals, but I'm like not too keen on them. Because
yeah.
if I don't have the time, it doesn't matter. I still know that I can do this. Just before the start line, I will breathe 1 to 3 times and I will say this to myself that, yes, you can do this. You want to do this. This is what you want.
Oh, that's nice. How about Andy?
I don't have anything. Okay, at start line, just 30 seconds before start, we
fist do bump. The fist bump.
Yes,
yeah,
we
that's
do it
the thing that
with
we
Sammy.
Do. Yeah,
that's
with,
only yeah. that's only
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, I can't even. I have a mantra that I speak inside my own head, but I can't repeat it because it's.
Okay.
I personally get
now the, I'm interested.
I get the kick when I kind of like talk dirty to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not in that
That's,
way, but it's kind of like, come on, you bad bitch. You can do this. It's my own thing. I won't share it too much.
Yeah, yeah, but it's anything that works.
Yeah, that exactly. You
yes.
have to find the right way for you.
Yeah.
So I think we have all the interesting questions done now, but here for the rest of the episode, is there anything you would like to say if there is a young girl now listening to this? What would you like to say to them, to her?
Yeah. This is a cliche, but anyways, it's true. Dream big. Dream big and then do it. You know, work hard for it. There will always be a way. And everybody, even everybody of us, for sure will get some, I mean, setbacks, you know, kickback, whatever. And I think I have had them quite a lot in my life and in my rally career. But still, here I am. And if I can be a world champion in WRC2, for sure anyone can be. In anywhere they want. So just dream big and then go for it.
Mm-hmm. Enni?
Okay, Reta said all. I don't know what to say anymore, but okay. And maybe one thing, everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah. So you don't have to be a professional when you start.
Yes.
Yeah.
You start and then you will learn.
Exactly. And from my perspective, because like I said, I was over 30. I never even could dream about rallying. Like I have seen rally cars. I have like been watching rally in Jyväskylä, but I never even, I couldn't even dream about it. I didn't know it could be possible before the call to the live radio show. And I feel like if you just take the chance, if life gives you an opportunity, don't be afraid. Just go there.
Yeah.
Go and see what kind of adventure this could be. Like, if it's actually something you wish to do, of course, don't do anything you don't like to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, if there's an adventure waiting for you, don't be afraid. I mean, we all are, of course, we all are afraid, but still
have the
operate
courage
with the fear.
Yes. Have the courage to try.
Yeah.
Because if you are brave, it doesn't mean you don't fear.
Exactly. That's
the
point.
It just means that you still do things, even though you have the fear.
Exactly.
That's what braveness is.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, ladies, for the conversation. I really enjoyed myself here.
Thank you, Janni. It was nice.
Thank you.
And see you in next rally.
Yep.
Okay. Ciao.
Ciao.